Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Gunfire on a street in Northeast D.C. late last night has left two D.C. cops injured. Acting Police Chief Peter Newsham spoke with reporters.
We have two police officers that suffered gunshot wounds. The injuries appear to be non-life threatening. We have a suspect who received gunshot wounds, and he has been pronounced at a local hospital.
It all happened during a confrontation in the Trinidad neighborhood. Newsham says the uniformed officers were in that area after reports of gunshots there earlier in the evening. In a few hours, President Trump addresses the Conservative Political Action Conference. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence had him cheering at CPAC.
I'm confident with your help and with God's help and with President Donald Trump in the White House, I know the best days for America are yet to come.
And you can hear President Trump's CPAC speech live at around 10 this morning here on WMAL. Metro is running out of ways to cut spending and to bring in more revenue. And transit agency leaders say the situation is getting dire.
Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld fired hundreds of employees this budget year and proposed fare hikes and service cuts for the budget year starting this July. Board Chair Jack Evans says for the budget year starting next July.
The jurisdictions are going to have to pay more money. How they get that money is up to them. In the District of Columbia, maybe we will implement our sales tax.
If the jurisdictions don't pay up.
Maybe I'll be sitting here a year from now having the same discussion going, oh, by the way, we're going to close down next July 1st.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arlington County's top administrator is proposing raising property taxes in part to help contribute more money to Metro. The average Arlington homeowner's tax bill would go up about $300 under that budget proposal. The 2-cent hike in the property tax rate would also pay for growing school enrollment in Arlington. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam has unveiled a plan that'll let some people go to community college free.
The plan, we call it the G3 plan. The purpose of that is to train people and then allow them to get or help them get a job and then allow them to pay back a year of public service in return for not having to pay any tuition.
The program targets certain high-demand fields, including healthcare, cybersecurity, and skilled construction trades. The Trump administration is building the legal case for its soon-to-be-announced temporary travel ban on individuals from seven countries.
The Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department are working on an intelligence report that will demonstrate that the security threat for these seven countries is substantial and that these seven countries have all been exporters of terrorism into the United States.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. The White House has sent shockwaves through the legal marijuana industry.
I was just like, super shocked.
A California marijuana dispensary worker reacting to the stance the White House is now taking on federal pot laws. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer saying Thursday the administration expects agents to enforce those laws when they conflict with state laws that allow recreational use.
I do believe that you'll see greater enforcement of it.
The move, a reversal from the Obama administration's stance that feds would not interfere in states where non-medical pot is allowed. I'm Reid Binion.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,810, the NASDAQ at 5836. Sports, college, basketball. Basketball, GW wins. The Wizards are in Philadelphia tonight. The Caps host Edmonton. And in Florida, the Orioles play their first exhibition game today. The Nets make their spring debut tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year, and that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own super energy-efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you, and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home. sweet Thompson Creek.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway with delays, but getting better. There's some improvement at the scene of the crash over near FedEx Field. On the outer loop of the Beltway, where Arena Drive merges onto the Beltway, this is before you get to 202, the van that was overturned back up on its wheels, and they were able to get everything confined to the shoulder. I'm watching a tow truck maneuver its way in there to try to get that cleared out of there so we don't have the rubbernecking delays. But on the outer loop, as you come around from Andrews, delays from before Route 4 and round toward Arena Drive and 202, so extra time still going to be needed for a while. Inner loop, a little bit of rubbernecking delays. Haven't heard me say much about 50 in the B-dub inside the Beltway. It's just been about the volume, but a lot of it stop and go as we head on to DC 295 past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Just as you pass East Capitol Street, reports of a minor fender bender. DDOT crews on their way. I'll have more on that in 10 minutes. Virginia, 395 as you pass Duke Street, incident to the shoulder. So we're a little bit of focusing on that, and then wide open after you pass Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. I'm not seeing any delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild this morning and a very warm afternoon. Near record warmth at 75 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 58 tonight. Thunderstorms become likely tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a strong or severe storm. 69. Clouds, sunshine, and near 50 on Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Haymarket, 55 in Germantown, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. President Trump addresses CPAC this morning. Hear him live at around 10 on WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter. We're plugged in. We're patched in. We're ready to go here finally at CPAC. Good morning to you, Mary. Quite an exciting little moment as we rush through security there.
No, as you rush through security. The rest of us stood respectfully in line. Like it noted.
Yeah, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
You got yelled at by the Secret Service.
It's okay. I yelled back. It was fine.
I know.
All right, joining us here, we have we have Ambassador John Bolton coming up in the next 30 minutes. We'll talk to Dr. Seb Gorka at 8:05. David Bossie, who's a Trump deputy campaign manager, will be with us at 8:15. And then, all things willing, we'll have Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel with us. I'm Brian Wilson, and she is Mary Walter, and we are live at CPAC. And joining us now on the phone is Taylor West, who is a spokesperson with the National Cannabis Industry Association. You may say, why are we having that conversation today? Well, it has something to do with what Sean Spicer said yesterday in the White House briefing room. He let it be known that under the Trump administration, there is a plan to start enforcing marijuana laws that have largely not have gone unenforced during the Obama years. Good morning to you, Mr. West.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Taylor West
is a
man.
Taylor West
is
a woman, yes.
I didn't. I said spokesperson. I should have known. Taylor, I'm sorry about that. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your reaction to what you heard yesterday at the White House, Sean Spicer saying that they're going to enforce federal marijuana laws that by and large have been ignored during the Obama years.
Well, it was an interesting thing that he said. You know, he referred people back to the DOJ quite a bit and said that he imagined there would be greater enforcement, but not exactly a full-throated pledge to crack down. It was particularly surprising because during the presidential campaign, as a candidate, President Trump said on multiple occasions that he believed this was an issue that should be left up to the states, both on the medical side and on the adult use side. That, frankly, is very much in line with what the majority of Americans believe. So it would be surprising for the Trump administration to contradict what the candidate said during the campaign and also attempt to go against both public opinion and programs that are working quite well in the states where they've been implemented.
Well, I know I know that Brian feels very strongly about this, and he has made the argument, well, then it should be you should go through the proper levels, and it should go through the feds, because states' rights do not supersede the federal rights, as we know, and we hear that argument with immigration and sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, that they can't supersede the federal government. And so, you know, and I kind of agree with him on that. By the same token, when it comes to things like this, I'm very libertarian, and I truly don't care what you do as long as you don't expect me to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a big fan of fry your brains. I don't care. Just don't come to me for money. So what do you feel about working through the courts and working through it that way as opposed to the state's rights versus federal rights argument?
It's a complicated discussion that really ends up relying on the concept of prosecutorial discretion. So at the moment, the DOJ has laid out specific priorities for enforcement around marijuana. And by doing that, they have said, we are going to carefully enforce laws that prevent criminals and cartels from being involved in these businesses, that prevent products moving from one state to another, particularly states where it's legal to a state where it's not. And these are enforcement priorities that have been in place for some time. That is a balance that allows states to move forward with programs that their voters have chosen and that policymakers have very carefully designed, while still maintaining the federal government's ability to control the priorities that it set. Now, one thing that I and our organization agree with that Attorney General Sessions said during his confirmation hearing is that ultimately Congress needs to reflect the will of its constituents. And
well,
the will
that's
of
that's
constituents
that's largely my point, Taylor.
Clear.
I mean, when you have a situation like this, there is existing law on the books. The law is the law until it's no longer the law. And there's two ways, as Mary pointed out, there's two ways to go at this. Either you go to Congress and say, the people's vision about marijuana has changed, and we want to change the law, and you get Congress to pass a law, and you get a president to sign it into law. Or, if you go the state rights argument, you say, states have this right, and we challenge the federal law in the courts, and you make it up there. But until the law is changed, it's still the law, isn't it? And what's wrong with enforcing the laws that are on the books? Isn't that what we believe in America?
Well, the reality is, first of all, that both of those channels are already being pursued, right? We are, you will see continued legal actions, but there's also a tremendous effort in Congress right now to make changes to these federal laws. Unfortunately, Congress is moving extremely slowly, and the public has gotten
But hold on, let me stop you right there. Why is Congress moving slowly? It's moving slowly because the will of the people is not demanding what you want. I mean,
well,
if there was a hue and cry across the land, if there was a hue and cry across the land, Taylor, then the Congress would be paying rapt attention.
Well, we are seeing states moving quickly to implement these programs. Voters are coming out in states and making their voice heard quite clearly. Congress is not taking the action that they should be based on the voter preferences that you're seeing in all of these states.
Yeah, she's right. If the voters didn't go out and vote for this, if referendums failed in states that have referendums, then this wouldn't be an issue. But the fact is that the referendums passed, and that is what the people have voted, and that is what the people
wanted.
In some
areas.
Right, in some states. And so I'm very torn between this states' rights versus federal issue. Because I see it different than immigration. And I know people make that argument, but I do see it different than immigration because I think immigration, I have to pay for that. I don't have to pay for someone who wants to smoke marijuana or eat it or whatever. Doesn't affect my taxes at all. And actually may benefit my taxes because it may bring more taxes in and benefit the tax base. But
Absolutely.
It doesn't harm me. It doesn't harm me in any way.
It's a $7 billion industry now that employs tens of thousands of people and contributes hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue. But this is an industry that's happening in places where it's legal and where it's illegal. But where it has been made legal, we now have it under control. There are regulations in place. and it's contributing to local economies and to the overall community.
And but what will happen if indeed the Department of Justice, the FBI, Drug Enforcement, they start to crack down on the states that have gone against the federal law? You may have done this in states where, and some people may have said we want it, and states may have passed that law, but it's a very open question about whether or not if the federal government wanted to enforce the laws, that would be a problem. I think they have the right to enforce it. What are you going to do if that happens?
Well, the first thing that happens in that situation is hundreds of millions of dollars begin flowing back to criminals and cartels that are currently now flowing through legitimate, responsible businesses.
I hear your point, and I appreciate you being with us. Here in the District of Columbia, we've had some decriminalization of marijuana, and one of the things they've found in Prince George's County, one of our local jurisdictions, is that the murder rate has gone up, and it's been directly linked to the marijuana trade. But we appreciate you joining us here. It's going to be a conversation I think we have a lot of in the next few days. Taylor West, spokesperson for the National Cannabis Industry Association, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, a little bit lighter than normal through Annandale toward 66. But attention up ahead. I'm watching a fire truck arrive to the scene of an incident on the inner loop of the Beltway right near the George Washington Parkway. That's where we have a tractor trailer. Was reported to possibly be a vehicle fire, but it might just be problems with the brakes. But as a precaution, fire trucks arriving to the scene along the right side, inner loop of the Beltway, right as you approach the George Washington Parkway. No problems on the Greenway or the toll road this morning. Wide open trip from Herndon and Reston. A little bit of stop and go on 66 pushing in towards Centerville. Maryland Beltway trying to improve here. The crash, outer loop at Arena Drive before 202. Clear to the shoulder. You still see some flashing lights, but coming around from Andrews, still quite heavy. Unexpected delays there, so extra time needed for sure. And out of White Oak, south on 29 as you head down toward the Trader Joe's for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds, mild this morning. We've already surpassed the average high for this time of year. And your record warmth this afternoon. The record 78 set in 1985. Today's forecast high in the south breeze, 75. Good Friday night out, nice and mild for this time of year. Overnight, 58. Thunderstorms become likely in the afternoon tomorrow. Some strong, maybe severe storms, 69. Back to the low 50s by Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
717 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, live at CPAC. It's where conservatives are gathering to hear a conservative thought and conservative leaders. And one of the people that is going to be presenting a panel here on foreign policy strategy for this administration is Dr. Zudi Jasser, the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And we appreciate you joining us here this morning here on Radio Row at CPAC. Good morning.
It's great. It's great to be with you here in person. To be on the phone.
That's right. What's your message today?
Well, our message basically is that we're going to see likely, obviously, a new policy with this administration. And the question is, what will a Trump doctrine be? We are facing a global jihad. You have to have a simplified lens to look at counter-radicalization and protection of our homeland. And obviously, we're already seeing General Mattis changing the strategy in Iraq, putting troops down, doing operations in Mosul. So the question is, how do we approach ISIS? How do we approach Syria? How do we approach domestic homeland security, vetting of refugees? The president has talked about a commission on radical Islam. Many of us are ready and willing and have been waiting for 8 years to have a president that's willing to address the disease within, a faith that I love, of Islam, but a faith that is in that time in history, and this is what we're going to talk about on our panel today, that time in history that we need to do what's very American, which is embrace the anti-theocrats, those who share our values, but not bring everybody in that doesn't share our values.
What do you want to see from Donald Trump? What do you think he can possibly do, and maybe only on an American stage, but can he do anything on a global stage?
Well, I think what he can do on a global stage is right now the center of access of global security has been countering violent extremism. Nobody knows what that is. The bottom line is it ends up having us in bed, sometimes understandably, with the, you know, our friends, the Saudis, the Qataris, the Turks, mm-hmm. who share a common enemy against ISIS.
Exactly.
What I want to see is shifted to countering violent Islamism. Those countries may not like that because political Islam is their identity in those states.
Yes.
But they are not only the firefighters with us, they are the arsonists. So I'd like to see President Trump lead a Trump doctrine that looks at not only being against extremism, but being for freedom and liberty, trying to pick up where the Arab Awakening fell apart, which I believe is the only solution to a long-term national security, is to help things like the Green Revolution in Iran and those who share our values.
But I guess my question is that even possible? Because I think there are certain groups who don't want, groups of people, there's a mindset that don't want to live under freedom and democracy. They want to live according to Islam and a radical interpretation thereof.
Well, I can tell you with family in Aleppo that are dodging bombs from the Assadists, the Khomeinists, and the Russians, that the majority do want to be free. They're being radicalized by the fact that on the one side you've got them being pummeled by the Russians, Iranians, and Assadists, and on the other side being radicalized by the Saudis, the Qataris, and the Turks, who are only helping the radical Islamists. You're right. There are hundreds of millions of that 1.6 billion Muslims that believe in theocracy. But I believe, as Tunisia has shown, Egypt has shown, the majority don't want the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamists. And if we stay out of it, that vacuum will be filled by ill actors.
What about the immigration order that is going to come out from the administration? We've been given some sense that it's going to be something that perhaps will pass muster in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Do you support the president's plan to limit the number of people who come in until they can come up with a way to more properly vet them?
I do. I support the pause, not an indefinite pause, but a pause, because we haven't been vetting them. I think there's nothing more pro-refugee than to say, you know what, we want those coming in not to become sort of the bad actors who give refugees a bad name. My family were refugees in the late 60s from the Ba'ath regime in Syria.
Right.
So there's nothing more that I think gives us truly what we stand for, is accepting those into our country that want to be American, that want to be free. If we let those that are Islamists in or jihadists, which we haven't been vetting for to this point, it's going to ruin the refugee program.
More specifically, how do you vet for that, given that these people show up sometimes not a lot of documentation?
That's our Muslim Reform Movement is a movement that is a diverse movement of Muslim leadership in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. We have a two-page declaration that says we as Western Muslims reject the caliphate, reject violent jihad. We believe in the equality of men and women. Just like in the Cold War, we vetted against communist ideologues, mm-hmm. we should be able to, as an American, very American sense, vet against theocrats.
Well, Dr. Zudi Jasser, he's the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. It's good to have you here in person.
Yes, sir.
Here at CPAC.
Anytime.
Enjoy
Thank
the
you.
Day. Thank you very much.
You.
It is now 7:23 on WMAL.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
You know, there's a recent study that shows that a lot of older folks are not being treated for their increased risk of heart attack, even though they have risk factors such as a history of smoking, diabetes, being overweight, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. Many even have a family history of heart disease. The thing that is, a lot of people with heart disease have no symptoms, so they don't take the proper medication that can prevent a heart attack or stroke. That's why heart disease, as you know, is sometimes called the silent killer. But what you need to know is there's a way to find out the condition of your heart very easily. Find out what shape your heart and arteries in with a heart or body scan from Virtual Physical. It's quick, painless, and for the month of February, which, by the way, is Heart Month, Virtual Physical is offering the heart scan for only $199. They will also take off $200, the price of a full body scan, if you mention my name, Brian Wilson, when you call. Find out more at virtualphysical.com. 301-984-9009. Get an appointment. I've had mine. You have yours. Open Saturdays, too. Call right now, 301-984-9009. This could be the call that saves your life.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, problems are escalating here with this crash on 29 Colesville Road as you try to get into Silver Spring. If you normally come south on 29 through White Oak, you might want to replan. The delays are quickly growing almost back to Cherry Hill Road, and this takes you past the Trader Joe's to before you get to University Boulevard. Crews are telling me that Metro Bus is involved in this crash, so we have a lot of activity and very few lanes in that stretch. Again, this is Colesville Road southbound before University Boulevard. If you bail out in White Oak, you can take New Hampshire Avenue and for now in through Hillendale without any delay. The Beltway, though, we do have the volume around from New Hampshire toward George Avenue. Still quite slow on 212 Powder Mill Road, south of Cherry Hill Road due to the crash. So you're following police direction there. It's only one lane in each direction. Better news for our 95 trek between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway runs lighter than normal. So that looks good. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's just beginning before you get to 210. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High thin clouds around this morning, a cloud-sun mix this afternoon, and once again, near record warmth. I'm not quite sure we make it to 78, though, but still with a south breeze. How about a 75? I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, 727.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and much like myself, most of us will need reading glasses at some point. I've been wearing glasses for distance and for reading for years, and I decided it was time to look into LASIK. I had all the usual fears and thoughts about this before I scheduled my consultation with Dr. Witten at Witten Laser Eye. I was so impressed with Dr. Witten and his staff that after learning more about the different procedures, well, I scheduled my own procedure. Schedule your reading vision consultation today. Visit WittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BowlandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
Inherently, when I hear that the federal deficit is increasing, it comes across as a negative, but it doesn't change my mood when I go to Starbucks.
Right.
I mean,
good way to put it.
Yeah, and so the real question is, well, how does this impact that federal employee, the near retiree, and maybe you've become complacent?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit wintertroxell.com.
Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Ambassador John Bolton, former UN ambassador to the UN. And then later on, Dr. Seb Gorka and Brett Baer. You're listening to Brian and Mary from CPAC. We'll be back after the news. It is now 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Two D.C. police officers are recovering this morning from gunshot wounds they sustained late last night in an exchange of gunfire with a suspect in the Trinidad neighborhood of Northeast Washington. Acting Police Chief Peter Newsham.
They were uniform officers, and that's about, I think, all that we really know at this point. Because the officers are being treated, it's going to take us a bit of time before we can get some statements from them and get some detail as to exactly what transpired.
The suspect died from his injuries. The incident happened late last night after police were sent to that neighborhood for reports of gunshots. President Trump is set to address attendees at the Conservative Political Action Conference at National Harbor later this morning. Vice President Mike Pence got a warm welcome yesterday.
I believe President Trump has given voice to the aspirations and frustrations of the American people like no leader since Reagan. I just knew our new president would reignite our cause and renew it in our own day. And he did just that.
And you can hear President Trump's CPAC speech live at about 10:20 this morning here on WMAL. Metro needs to find $800 million somewhere in the next 6 months as the transit agency faces its most dire financial situation. The Metro Board is preparing to vote on the next fiscal year's budget next month. There are now at least 9 pregnant women in D.C. who may have been infected with the Zika virus, but were initially told by test results that they came back negative because a city lab botched the tests. City health officials say retests of another 100 or so women who may have been given false negative reports are due back within a few days. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,810, the NASDAQ at 5836. Sports, just one college basketball game last night, GW wins. NBA, the Wizards meet the 76ers tonight. NHL, the Caps host the Oilers. And in Florida, the Orioles open their spring exhibition schedule today. The Nats open tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 542. For today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf. Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Right now, get as low as 0% APR financing on all new 2016 and 2017 models. Fitzgerald Hyundai in Rockville. Visit FitzwayHyundai.com today.
The Fitzway. There's just no better way to go.
Terms may vary by model. Excludes Genesis Coupe, Elantra GT, Sonata Hybrid, and Sonata Fez in lieu of certain rebates. Get the Hyundai Assurance with America's Best Warranty. A 10-year or 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. On approved credit through HMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Ends 2/28/2017. See dealer for details.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, troubles in the Colesville area, Silver Spring, University Boulevard, and Colesville Road north of the Beltway in Hillendale on 212. Here's what's going on. Southbound 29, Colesville Road, past the Trader Joe's before you get into Four Corners for a crash involving a Metro bus and a car. A lot of activity. And I'm looking at delays almost back to Cherry Hill Road. If you bail out on Cherry Hill Road, don't commit to taking 212 south of Cherry Hill Road. That's a solid lineup in Hillendale due to the crash near the Army Research Laboratory under police direction there. If you bail out in White Oak, New Hampshire Avenue, that looks okay to get you down to Hillendale. So a couple options for you. Around the Beltway, Outer Loop near Arena Drive near FedEx Field, the crash over to the shoulder. We're just trying to release all the traffic that bunched up while it was blocked earlier. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's near St. Barnabas Road. 395, traffic released at Landmark from the earlier crash, but heavy as you come off the Beltway. And then the next set of delays just on the approach to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High thin clouds around this morning, a cloud-sun mix this afternoon, and once again, near record warmth. I'm not quite sure we make it to 78, though, but still with a south breeze. How about a 75? I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Manassas, 56 in Waldorf, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we are live this morning from CPAC, the Gathering of Conservatives over at National Harbor. And what a show we have lined up for you. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by a member of the President's National Security Council, Dr. Seb Gorka will be here. Dave Bossie, Trump Deputy Campaign Manager and now President of Citizens United, will be with us at 8:15. And then at 8:35, it's Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Brian. Joining us right now is Ambassador John Bolton, who we absolutely love and adore. I do. I just love you. And for those of you who do not know, John Bolton has PAC. Did you know that? He has the PAC actually named after him. And not only that, he has the John Bolton Super PAC.
This is so I can remember the name. Is that
it's
why? Important, yeah.
Except one is super and one is just a PAC.
It's, right. It's needed enough to have a PAC, but a super PAC. Oh,
yeah,
my.
And he raised millions for pro-security candidates. And also, he has a speech today, 220.
Yep.
That's right here at CPAC. I have to know, I am dying to know, what is your role going to be in the administration? You have to be in the administration. I mean, it just wouldn't be a Trump administration without John Bolton.
Well, I don't know. If you hear anything, let me know.
Well, let me follow up on
You're going to be in.
Because the president, when he was looking at national security advisors, you went and had a little conversation with him, did you not?
I did indeed.
How did that go?
It was a wonderful conversation.
Yeah?
And that's about as much as I'm going to say about it.
But at the end of it all, I think I saw that the president said that John Bolton will find something else. He'll be doing something else with us in the administration. It was very vague. But can you put any details around what that might be?
No, and, you know, I didn't marry my childhood sweetheart either, so it's there's a lot of vagueness out there. Look, I'm going to continue, and this is what my speech is going to be about today, talking about conservative foreign policy principles, and we'll see what happens.
Just to follow up quickly, how do you feel about how it's shaped up after the departure of General Flynn?
Well, H.R. McMaster wrote a classic book on civil-military relations called The Dereliction of Duty, mm-hmm. about the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Lyndon Johnson of Vietnam. And he's obviously an experienced senior military officer. I wish him all the best.
Do you see that Donald Trump, President Trump, loosening the reins on the military and giving them more freedom to the people in charge to run that branch of the government as they see fit and being more of a hands-off commander-in-chief?
Well, I think he's definitely going to limit what the National Security Council staff did in the Obama administration. There's story after story of some junior staffer calling up a combatant commander in Afghanistan and saying, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Way, way out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Really, they had the National Security Council being operational in ways that we haven't seen really since Iran-Contra, which was very dangerous. So I think the next big step is that the president asked the Pentagon to review the battle plans to destroy ISIS, which the Obama administration has been sort of slow rolling for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
It's clearly a high priority for the president. He mentioned it over and over again during the campaign. So when the Pentagon review is concluded, then mm-hmm. we'll see really what goes forward there.
You've been quoted as saying, if the country's not safe, everything else is secondary.
Right.
And that's very wise. But is the country safe right now with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals interfering with the president's immigration order?
No, not it's really not. And I think, if I may say, the mainstream media has really messed this story up. Look, fundamentally what the court said, and you could hear it if you listened to the oral
right.
argument,
yeah.
and it's apparent in the opinion, they say, what is the proof that these seven countries are sources of terrorism, as if they have anything to say about it? It is literally, as we say in legal terms, beyond judicial competence
right.
to talk about national security matters. But just as, for instance, Iran has been on the list of state sponsors of terrorism for three decades. How's that for an indication, Mr. Judge, that this is a problem? So the circumscription of the president's executive authority in national security is really the worst part mm-hmm. of that opinion.
Yeah, but I guess when I hear these things, I get very frustrated because you're saying what so many people have said to us, and they've told us that they went way beyond judicial yeah. discretion. But how do you rein that in? There's no one to slap that down unless you take it to the Supremes, and that can take years.
Yeah, well, plus you've got the one vacancy, obviously, now when Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. But he'll simply, duplicate what Nino Scalia would have voted. There's really, the next question is, who's the next Supreme Court Justice
yeah.
to retire? So the answer to your question is appoint a majority on the Supreme Court, and while we're at it, fill a couple hundred judicial vacancies that are now open.
You can't stop the Ninth from constantly making these decisions and overreaches
right.
and then being overturned.
Well, there are a lot of ideas about how to divide the Ninth Circuit
up. Yes,
into
the 12th.
And, you know, when I worked for Ed Meese back in the Reagan administration, we looked at it back then, too. Unfortunately, we didn't do anything, but I think it's about time. I really do.
They're very big.
You can minimize their impact, maybe have the Ninth Circuit only be California, and free the rest of the states that are trapped in it now.
All right, so 220, you take the stage. What will be the major theme of your speech?
Well, I want to say that for conservatives, I think we've got to continue to pursue a principled foreign policy based on American interest, and to call them as we see them over the next 4 years. And I'll talk a little bit about what I think the big threats are, the continuing threat of terrorism we just discussed, nuclear proliferation from Iran and North Korea. We've got a rogue state in North Korea where the head of it just assassinated his brother-in-law.
Yeah, how about that?
Using
do we know
VX nerve.
It?
Well, undoubtedly, it didn't happen by accident. Using VX nerve agent, a chemical weapon.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And then you've got Russia and China to deal with. So it's going to be a very full agenda, and I think it's important we stick with our principles.
Tell me something, and I don't want you to talk about what the president said to you in his conversation, but I have seen time and time again, people go into that Oval Office and have a meeting with the president, and they have one opinion. When they come out, they seem to have been persuaded by the guy. What goes on in this? What kind of charm does he exhibit in these private meetings?
Well, I think he's got real persuasive skills. I think that's why the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal knows how to do it. But in the remarks he made when he was announcing General McMaster's, the nicest thing he said was, there are a lot of John's views I agree very much with.
Yeah.
I bet that caused a few heads to explode.
Well, yeah, but he's not afraid to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
And
well,
that's great.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And, you
absolutely.
Know, and please stay in touch. Even if you do eventually find your way into that that administration job, and you know, come back to us anytime you have something to say.
I will do it anytime, wherever I am.
We love having you on the show.
Great to be
with
you.
Absolutely.
Ambassador John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador, joining us here live at CPAC. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest rules for your retirement? Luckily, we keep up for you. Listen to Investing Sense every Saturday at noon or visit investingsense.com.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's get you through Dale City and up through to the Beltway. Only a little bit of volume on the interstate toward the Occoquan. It's on Route 1 heading up toward Fort Belvoir. Some heavy delays. Northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway. Right as you come up to that light at Telegraph Road, watch for police direction around the crash. Beltway in Annandale, a little bit of stop and go. Interloop at the George Washington Parkway. That incident over to the shoulder. Maryland, listen closely. A mess on our hands trying to get through White Oak, Silver Spring. Crash, southbound 29, Colesville Road, right before you get into Four Corners. So it'll be after the Trader Joe's, before University Boulevard, and at least the right half of the roadway blocked. So it might just leave us one left lane to get by. We're squeezing by very slowly back to Cherry Hill Road. So a couple options for you. If you bail out in White Oak, New Hampshire Avenue, that still works for you getting down to the Belt. Beltway. But to note on that Beltway slowdowns, pretty normal around toward Georgia Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds, mild this morning. We've already surpassed the average high for this time of year. And your record warmth this afternoon. The record 78 set in 1985. Today's forecast high in the south breeze, 75. Good Friday night out, nice and mild for this time of year. Overnight, 58. Thunderstorms become likely in the afternoon tomorrow. Some strong, maybe severe storms, 69. Back to the low 50s by Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is now 7:47.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
Good morning. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter. We are live at CPAC where conservatives are gathering. It's where conservatives come to express their ideas, where the faithful come to hear the ideas and move away inspired. And today, the highlight, of course, is the President of the United States is going to give his address and lay it. And first time a president has been here since 1981, Mary Walter. By the way, he's been on the Twitter machine this morning.
You love your Twitter.
Well, he's on the Twitter machine. He loves his Twitter.
Yes, he does.
The FBI, he says, is totally unable to stop the national security leakers that have permeated our government for a long time. They can't even, continuing into the next tweet, find the leakers within the FBI itself. Classified information is being given to media that could have a devastating effect on U.S. Find now. He's on fire about leaks.
Am I the only one who doubts that the FBI can find the leakers? Really?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't
know.
Come on. But apparently he's irritated about it. And by the way,
do they not want to find the leakers?
It'll be interesting to see what he does today at CPAC. But there's an interesting story in Politico, which I found very eye-opening. Tells you a little bit about how the White House operates under President Trump. Now, generally, when presidents take office, there is a gatekeeper. There's somebody who is make sure that only certain people, you got to go through this person to be able to see the president, to bring information to the president, and it's a very, very tough job to be the gatekeeper for the president. Not so much, apparently, with this president. He has sort of an open-door policy, and there are a number of people within his administration who have so-called walk-in privileges. You can come stand at the door, and you get waved in. Among them, Omarosa Manigault. I was very surprised to hear that.
Yeah, that is.
Steve Bannon has walk-in privileges, as does the chief of staff. You would assume the chief of staff can come in anytime he needs to. Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, has access at any time. Kellyanne Conway, we are told, can walk in and get the president's ear anytime she needs to. White House counsel, of course, that makes sense in bringing important legal matters to the president. Sean Spicer, you might imagine, could walk in pretty any time. And they say he does spend a lot of time in the Oval Office, which, of course, a press secretary needs to know what they're talking about. But they did say that he's usually accompanied by Reince Priebus. I think so they can go over what the message should be.
Which is smart and should be done. I would also assume, like, Ivanka can walk in any time.
Sure,
she has become more important. There's been, I heard a report this morning that she has been holding meetings with various people about some kind of child leave, because that's her thing.
Right.
Some kind of child leave act or benefit of some sort, and that has been raising eyebrows. I think this is a positive.
I do too.
I am surprised that this has not been, always been, the policy in the White House, because you, as president, you need to be in touch with these people, and these people have to feel that they can come and speak with you on an as-needed basis, as opposed to just holding it until your appointment. So I think it's a good thing.
I think it is, too. And I think in the, especially in the Obama administration, very tight controls were held on who could have the ear of the president. The president didn't like a lot of people. I don't think this president actually liked people, but he didn't want a lot of people walking in and out of the office and having the president's ear. They tried to tightly control that. In this particular case, the political article goes on to say that no single person in the White House controls the flow of information to the president, which I think is a very good thing. This president likes to be plugged in. He likes to hear competing voices. He likes to hear new ideas. So,
well, he's running it the way he runs a business.
That's right. 751 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients. Thousands right here in D.C. enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs. One of which might save their life. And perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It is 7:53. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it looks like stock markets will open lower as the Dow reaches for an 11th consecutive record. Meanwhile, President Trump will be speaking later this morning to conservative leaders gathered in Maryland for the annual conference. If there's a chance for questions, they might start with his comment to Reuters that the Chinese are the grand champions of currency manipulators, a charge the Chinese quickly denied. Unilever CFO saying, quote, we're not expecting a bid for the company. That's after Kraft Heinz ended its effort to buy the European company. Two retailers out with their quarterly results. JCPenney's earnings were better than expected, but revenues fell short, and Foot Locker's profit was higher while revenue matched forecast. And Tom Brady, movie star? Well, a new movie and book are in the works about Deflategate and the big Patriots Super Bowl win. The two authors behind the Boston Strong book, which inspired this year's Patriots Day film, are teaming up on the project under the working title Let's Go, Quarterback Brady's Rallying Cry. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, we have a couple of big problems this morning. I'm going to start with the better news, though, in the Luckett's area. If you heard me talk about the crash on 15, that's been cleared and no longer any delays south of Luckett, so you're good to go. Not the case heading into town out of Chevrolet, Riverdale, both 50 and the BW Parkway, just crawling to head on to DC 295. And that's a long stretch of slowdowns to the crash on southbound 295, accident at Pennsylvania Avenue. Police still at the scene there. If you're heading northbound, just north of the Beltway, coming out of Oxon Hill, have a minor crash before the Naval Research Lab. Heading through Silver Spring, you need to know this. If you're coming out of Fairland, just about south of the ICC is where the delays are taking you off and on 29 down to University Boulevard. The crash between the Trader Joe's and University Boulevard still along the right side involved the Metro bus, so they're doing a lot of paperwork there. Watch for bailout traffic on New Hampshire Avenue. So far, not so bad as you're heading down toward the Beltway if you're heading through Hillendale in that stretch. Traffic update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild this morning and a very warm afternoon. Near record warmth at 75 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 58 tonight. Thunderstorms become likely tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a strong or severe storm. 69. Clouds, sunshine, and near 50 on Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees at 7:56.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Does your advisor call you only after the market has gone up or down? Or do you have an ongoing, proactive engagement with an advisor with your best interests in mind? Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Financial advice is only useful when it's delivered in real time as part of a collaborative relationship. For the guidance and insight you need, when you need it, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Don't miss Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Eric Burdon and the Animals at the Robert E. Perilla Performing Arts Center, Montgomery College, Rockville Campus on March 6th at 8 p.m. Burdon's soulful voice is the driving force of the legendary hits House of the Rising Sun and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. For information, visit montgomerycollege.edu/BAC or call 240-567-5301.
Coming up in the next hour here on WMAL, live from CPAC, we'll talk to Dr. Seb.